Our next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Brenda Fries. The Big Ten champion Terrapins enter the conference tournament as the number one seed, and after a double bye, they'll play either number eight seed Northwestern or ninth seeded Michigan State in Friday's first quarterfinal at noon Eastern time. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Could you please make some quick opening remarks, and then we'll take some questions.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing I'm proud of with this young group, starting two freshmen and having only one senior, is the consistency factor to win the regular season. You know, with 18 conference game, I think the toughest the league's been, just being able to stay the course through the course of those games. So I know we're, you know, excited, ready to go into this new season with a lot of the lessons we've learned from the regular conference play, and we're looking forward to getting to Indy.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions in the media at this time.
If you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one. Your first question is from Christy Winter-Scott with BTN.
Good morning, Brenda.
Hi, Christy.
You spoke about the lessons learned. What were those lessons that the team learned throughout the regular season of conference play?
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, I mean, specifically when you talk about, you know, losing, you know, your first conference game, you know, just the second game of conference play, I think a lot of teams could have lost confidence, and I thought we gained some valuable lessons of how we need to come ready and prepared each and every time we stepped out. You know, I thought our Michigan State game, you know, made us a lot tougher with understanding what it looks like when you go on the road and having to be able to play against great competition. And, you know, I loved our fight against Iowa. I thought that third loss, you know, was a game that had, you know, a lot of, you know, feelings and emotions that get you prepared for March. So I thought all three were really valuable lessons that this team needed to be able to grow and develop to be able to prepare us for now.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Howard McDowell, High Post Hoops.
Hi, Brenda. How you doing?
Hi, good.
I'm just curious, having seen the entire conference now, when you look at who is going to be best able to transition to the next level, who do you see as, you know, obviously there are several players that are talked about frequently, but curious who you think is best to translate at the next level to the WNBA?
Oh, gosh. Great question. You know, I don't think I would be any kind of expert on that. When you talk about, you know, I haven't spent enough time, you know, evaluating the league and what it takes. I mean, I could speak, you know, in terms of, you know, our players that have transitioned well out of Maryland has been, I think kids that obviously can score the basketball. You have to be able to do that. And I think it's a, you know, obviously a very athletic league. So I think, you know, when you look at Augustusson, when you look at a Bell, when you look at the talent across the league, I think, you know, obviously they transition very well because of, you know, the ability to score the basketball and the ability to have an extreme level of athleticism.
Thanks, Brenda. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from LaChina Robinson with ESPN.
Hey, Brenda, how are you?
I'm good. Great, thanks.
Just curious, in all your experience in preparation for both conference tournaments at this time of year, but also thinking about, you know, the NCAA tournament, how do you gauge the readiness of your team, you know, as you kind of turn the page to a new season?
You know, I think, you know, you see that, you know, in February with the growth of your team and the response, you know, especially in the last 2 to 3 weeks. But I think there's also, you know, a new feeling, obviously, when you go into the conference tournament and then postseason, is the experience factor that you have of your veterans and them leading the way and you know, helping your young players understand what these elements are going to look like when you talk about conference play as well as postseason and the NCAA. So you can definitely get a pulse on your team, I think, based on your leadership.
And where do you feel like this team is in that aspect?
I love where they're at. You know, they've made such growth, like I spoke of. I thought, you know, we really had to grow up after the Michigan State game, and that was back in January. And the collective responsibility and ownership from that moment forward has taken place. And so, you know, our juniors and our one senior have really put a lot on their shoulders and have really allowed this team to grow to be in a position where they're at right now.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And, Coach, wanted to follow up. You talked about your younger players. Early on in the season, you had some really nice marquee wins, South Carolina, James Madison, Georgia Tech. Can you talk a little bit about what those young players learned from those games that they've been able to apply to the conference season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, gosh, they had to grow up early, you know, when you started playing against, you know, great teams like South Carolina and the teams that you spoke of. So just being able to feel the speed of the game, the power, the length, you know, the intensity of a 40-minute game going into environments like a great environment at South Carolina really helped prepare us for all the different environments that we faced, you know, in Big Ten conference play.
Well, Coach, we thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this week.
Great. Thank you so much.